Unit 11. Scientific Accountability. In 1812, an inventor claimed to have invented a perpetual motion machine. He charged people money to see this amazing invention until skeptics investigated. They discovered an old man in the attic turning a crank which kept the machine going. Then, in 1835, an English astronomer, Sir John Herschel, announced to the world that he had discovered alien beings living on the moon. He described forests growing there and strange animals, including a kind of blue unicorn. Many people believed him because he was a man of science. These are some examples of early frauds in science. However, what if a researcher makes a new discovery and it just turns out to be a mistake? The difference between fraud and a mistake is one of intention. In either case, the whole field of science and scientists lose credibility. Researchers are making new discoveries every day. Scientists are under pressure to publish new and sound research because academic advancement depends on publishing in peer-reviewed journals. Almost 2 million papers are published each year. The journals are also under pressure to present the latest cutting-edge research. There may be a temptation for a researcher to fudge the data so that the results look better. But if data is manipulated on purpose, it is scientific fraud. There are numerous examples of real, modern-day scientific fraud. An anesthesiologist in Japan had to retract 183 articles because of made-up data. Deepak Das fabricated data in 145 cases. A medical doctor even faked data on patients who were not sick to support his research. Jan-Henrik Schen was a star scientist for a few years in the field of condensed matter physics. He seemed to have discovered a new and cheap way of producing high-quality single-molecule transistors as good as or better than the silicon devices produced at present. Such transistors, which are hundreds of times smaller, could make ultra-fast, ultra-small computers a reality. He published over 60 articles in the years from 2000 through 2002. The fact that he was using fake data wasn't discovered for over 2 years. How did that happen? Most scientists don't publish even 6 articles in a span of 2 years, let alone 60. Mr. Shen lost his job and his credibility. The University of Konstanz in Germany even rescinded his doctoral degree. It is reported that he is a very kind and soft-spoken man. He succumbed to temptation and brought shame on himself and on his field. Of course, the prestigious journals that published his papers share the blame. This sad story is just one of many. The academic community is governed by the academic code. Each case of fraud shows how important it is to strongly maintain accountability and ethical practices. Integrity is at the heart of science.